Welcome to Very Fine Friends. What do you say, Francis?
I say it's time for big
bonus
question.
Improv.
Shit.
I burn you with cigarette for that.
Oh, my underarm. Hairy and burned.
Joe, can we have a suggestion, please?
Sure. Why'd you become British?
There's more than one person in the world, love.
Jolly old England.
Your suggestion is billboards.
Billboards.
I hate them.
All of them?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I like a couple, like, I've seen a few that were, like, so well designed that it's, like, very creative billboards. Like, I like those. Like, there was one for, like a vampire movie where there's nothing there in the daytime, but as the sun goes down, it shows the shape of the vampire.
That's cool.
So it's like, okay, this is really interesting for, like, a movie.
Yeah.
So creative advertising is...
I don't mind that. Like, movie ones don't bother me necessarily, but I feel like every billboard is just for a lawyer. An accident lawyer.
I didn't know we had so many different firms.
There's a billion of them.
A billion.
And they
board.
All win.
Yeah, they're all the best. I think we've talked about the husband and wife law team before. And I'm not disparaging you. I know you're listening.
Yes. This is not an advertisement for them either.
No. But I was always thought to myself, like, oh man, if they ever got divorced.
I have thought, like, you're really, like, you're tying yourself to that marriage hardcore.
Well, I was going to say, if they got divorced and they hired a lawyer, I would just hire the one that they picked that won.
That is, I mean, really any high profile. It's like with therapists. It's like, who's your therapist? Yeah. Like, I'll just go to that guy.
Yeah. Who's your teacher?
Who's your teacher?
I want to find out what your grades were. But I agree. I also think, like, what's the difference between don't look at your phone or, like, by the way, here's 1,000 billboards for you to see while you're
exactly.
driving.
Exactly. They're wildly distracting sometimes. The electronic ones, then they, like, change.
Mm-hmm. And I want to see what they say.
Yeah.
And they always do, like, stupid little, like, cutesy messages, like, usually themed for, like, whatever holiday or event is coming up.
Yeah.
Like St. Patrick's Day, like, be lucky, designated driver. It's like, I'm distracted. Yeah.
Oh, the actual traffic signs.
Those are like the traffic signs. Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, I get distracted by those.
Yeah. Well, those also, I think they suffer from not staying on the screen long enough.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're driving, like, I'm a fast reader, but sometimes it's like, I only catch, like, the end of something and it's like, ah, no, wait, what's closed? Like, where? And then you're like, desperately trying to look for another one, and then
you have to, like, reverse on the freeway. And
I
then,
know.
Like, everyone's honking.
And then everyone honks at you, even though you're trying to do a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever consider they were honking in Morse code, the message that you missed?
Probably that's what they were doing.
Yeah. That'd be a fun job, though, to write those messages.
Yeah.
Like, home by 5, stay alive. Don't honk, but donk.
There will be signs.
Yeah.
And now, improv.
Mr. Billings?
Yes.
I have 3 ideas for the new billboards. Mm-hmm. I know you said that I'm very close to being fired.
Mm-hmm.
But I really amped up the creativity, and I think that this, we're going to turn this ad agency around.
Oh, I hope so. I can't even begin to tell you how disappointed I am with your last efforts.
You told me last time you threw that chair, remember?
Yeah.
I was scared.
Good. That was its intended purpose.
Yeah. And you're HR, so what could I do?
Yeah. Who are you going to complain to?
Yeah. Family companies, am I right? Anyway, here's my first idea. It says, a woman, .. driving, .. okay. .. I guess. Just rip the bandaid off. How is it?
A billboard against women drivers?
I thought it would be funny, you know, because I don't mean it. It's just, it's a trope.
I love it.
What?
I love it.
Mr. Billings?
I love it. Ah. I think we need to get rid of women drivers. I think this is a great first idea.
No, it's just a joke.
No, I think this is a great, burn notice, women. You should not be on the road.
Mr. Billings, I appreciate...
We'll get to them voting later. Oh. But for now, let's get them off the road.
Okay. I hope this won't be tied back to me in any way.
Oh, no. Remember when you... Your employment papers that you signed?
My I-9s?
Yeah. Well, we took your signature and we blew it up and we're going to slap your signature on every single billboard. That's one of the perks of getting your billboard made in this town. You get your signature on it so everyone knows it was you. Oh. Okay, good. Great. Women drivers gone. I love it.
Oh, my God.
You're on a hot streak now. Let's go.
Okay.
What's your next idea?
Well, nervous about this one. It just came to me. Again, I have to emphasize, it's just a joke.
It is a joke, the way women drive.
No, it's not about women. This next one was, I went to visit my grandpa and it just inspired me. It just says, fuck the elderly. Oh boy. Oh, Mr. Billings.
Have I shown you my plan for euthanizing everybody over the age of 65?
I thought that was a joke.
I don't joke about killing the elderly. No. This is great. They also should not be on the road, by the way. So this is perfect. It'll go hand in hand with our anti-women message.
Oh, God. Mr. Billings.
If you're an old woman, look out. We really have it in for you.
Wouldn't that, maybe it would cancel out. I'm just trying anything.
Well, you thought that was a joke?
Well, it's called... Mr. Billings' funny ad agency. I didn't think I'd be responsible for... I'm going to get hate mail, death threats. My wife's going to leave me. My grandpa might die.
Yeah, he will if he's over 65.
Oh, God.
And I have my way with the world.
Okay.
I think you're on... Son, you're doing the Lord's work. Okay. And it's actually... It's not Mr. Billings' funny... Billboards. It's pronounced Funy.
Oh, is that why it has the umlaut?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Funy is the German word for survival of the fittest.
Wow. They are really tight over there, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They've got a nice compact little word for everything.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to hear this next billboard idea. You're on a hot streak.
I don't think you do.
Oh, hey, you keep bringing me ideas like this. There might be a new Mr. Billings in town. I'm going to turn 65 one day, too. I'm going to need somebody in my shoes.
All right. Well, keep in mind, this is a joke.
Oh, okay.
All right.
A joke. Just like the other ones.
They were. All right. Here's my last one.
Laughing all the way to the bank.
It says... Mr. Billings should be assaulted, murdered, and left in a river. Thanks for driving on the I-5.
Hang on a second, son.
Sweating.
That last one feels a little personal.
It's a joke.
No, wait. Have you been looking at my porn history?
It's Mr. Billings.
I love it.
You left your computer open one day after work.
I love it. Oh, that's my favorite. That's my ultimate fantasy. Mrs. Billings won't do it.
I assume so, because you're still here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So I got the job?
You continue to have the job. I will not fire you. Oh, okay. God, what a great day. Oh, do you have any other ideas? I don't want to stop you if you have more.
I just had one more idea.
Yeah.
I can do this. I get a raise.
Ooh, that might conflict with another billboard that I was about to put up.
What was that, Mr. Billings?
Go fuck yourself.